平安。
Peace to brothers.
我们实在是先要感谢赞美我们的主。
Praise and thank God.
是他的爱保守我们早晨还能够在他的面前。
His love keeps us together this morning.
特别在饼杯中间，我们真是为着我们在那里一同见证主的爱，我们知道乃是神给我们的一个恩典。
As we gather together before the table, we all testify that this is a true grace from God.
所以我们知道我们或许不能为主做什么事。
Perhaps there's nothing we can do for God.
但是当我们能够来到主的饼杯面前，来感谢他，来赞美他，这就是为他做的见证。
But we are able to come before His table to thank Him and praise Him. This is our testimony.
就见证主爱了我。
To testify that God loved us.
所以当我想到在我们新南区波饼聚会当中，每一次见到有97岁的老弟兄，92岁的老弟兄，我心里面就看到那实在是主爱的见证。
So, in West Office, when we breaking the bread, we saw some elder brothers, almost 97 years. When I see these older brothers, I truly feel that this is real the love of Lord.
就看见主的爱到老了仍然宝宝怀传。
So even though you become old, the love of God still really cares for you.
所以看见这些年长弟兄姐妹，虽然他们在波饼聚会中或许没有开口祷告赞美。
The elderly brothers perhaps may not be able to open the mouth and worship God.
但他们来了就是一个见证。
But when they come, is to bear the witnesses of God's love.
见证主的爱越久越甘甜。
To testify God's love is sweeter.
希望我们到八九十岁的时候，我们也仍然能够在主的面前这样来感谢赞美他。
Hopefully, when we're at the age of 90s or 80s, we are still able to worship Him, praise Him.
早晨啊，特别先向我们姐妹啊那个致歉。
I want to apologize for my sisters.
因为呢，在几周前，我里头就有一个负担，关于今天早晨的交通。
So several weeks ago, I have this burden to fellowship this morning.
就是讲到脱离亡，进入生命。
I worship about the how we deliver from death and then enter to life.
但是呢，一直不是很清楚怎么讲这个负担。
I had been not very clear about how to share this burden.
所以一直在主面前一直还不断的寻求。
So I have been seeking before God.
所以可能早上讲的跟昨晚跟姐妹交通的可能又不太一样。
Maybe what I about to share this morning is slightly different from what I told my sister yesterday.
大家请弟兄姐妹多为早晨的聚会多祷告。
So may brothers sisters pray for this morning's fellowship.
我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's read a few passages.
第一处是在使徒行传。
First it's in Act.
使徒行传第三章
Chapter
3我们读第三章第十五节
Verse 15
这是彼得约翰他们在众人面前所话
This is the testimony Peter and John before people
彼得说你们杀了那生命的主神却叫他从死里复活了我们都是为这事做见证
Verse 15, and killed Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses.
好，第二处请翻到约翰福音第五章。
Second passage is John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章，我们读24-26节。
Verse 24-26.
这段是主耶稣所说的。约翰福音五章二十四节。我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。因为父怎样在自己有生命，赐给他儿子，也照样自己有生命。
Verse 24-26Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me and has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from the death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
接下来几段经文都在罗马书，请翻到罗马书第六章。
Book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书第六章，我们读第四到第五两节。
Book of Romans, chapter 6, 4 to 5.
罗马书六章第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death.That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we are also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
好，我们再读第十节。
And verse 10.
他死是像罪死了，只有一次；他活是像神活着。
For the death that he died to sin once for all.But the life that he lives to God.
我们再多读第十一节。这样，你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
The following verse 11. Likewise, you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed of sin, to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们翻到罗马书第八章。
Roman chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第一二两节
Verse 1-2
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我使我脱离罪和死的律了
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the spirit For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of the sin and death.
最后我们再读第八章五六两节。
Chapter 8, 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们在一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，感谢您所为我们成就那全备的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for the full salvation you have accomplished for us.
主，你叫我们能够在你里面得着一切的丰富。
So that we can, in you, we are able to receive the all fullness.
主，虽然我们的心思不能够完全的明白。
Even though we cannot fully understand.
但我们感谢你把你的话赐给了我们。
But thank you that you have given us your words.
我们更感谢你将保惠师圣灵也赐给我们。
We thank you that you have has also gave us the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
愿早晨借着这赐人智慧和启示的灵来帮助我们。
May this morning the Spirit of Revelation and Wisdom help us.
叫我们真知道你。
So that we can truly know you.
叫我们能够真认识你的救恩。
We can truly understand your salvation.
好叫你的救恩的果效在我们身上能够得着完全的彰显。
So that the work of your salvation can be fully manifested through us.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的主。
May you receive all the glories and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 刚刚我们所读《使徒行传》第三章那里是初期教会使徒们的一个见证。
We just read Acts chapter 3. This is the testimony of the early churches.
他们说你们杀了那生命的主神却叫他从死里复活
And here it says they killed the prince of life whom God raised from the dead
所以我们看见初期教会使徒们他们所做的见证乃是这一位钉十字架的耶稣
The early church testified This Lord is the one that who nailed on the.
神已经叫他从死里复活。
God already raised him from the dead.
这位钉十字架的耶稣，他就是那位生命的主。
This Jesus who nailed on the cross is the Prince of Life, the Captain of Life.
使徒们说，我们都是为这件事做见证。
And the apostle says that we are on the witnesses.
我们知道初期教会他们能够在神的手里头成为一个有用的器皿。
We know the early church, the reason why the early church was able to become the useful vessel in God's hand.
我们看见当五旬节教会诞生。
When during the Pentecost, the church was born.
当使徒们站起来在那里释放第一篇的信息。
When the apostle rise up to release the first message,
我们看见就有五千人就信主。
We saw that about 5,000 people believe.
然后我们看见这样的一个见证，乃是因为他们所见的乃是那位复活的主耶稣。
It's all because of the Lord Jesus who from the dead.
所以今天这同样的也是我们今天基督徒所应该持守的见证。
This is the same testimony we should hold fast today.
那钉十字架的耶稣，神已经叫他从死里复活了。
The Jesus who crucified, the God already raised him from the dead.
我们知道当伯弟兄姐妹还有新南区弟兄姐妹都是非常热心传神的福音。
We know that the brothers and sisters here and in West Office were all zealous to preach gospel.
我们也常常愿意为主做见证。
We are also willing to bear the witnesses of God.
但圣经当中记载了一个特别的一个见证人。
But here God, Bible specially record a special witness.
圣经并没有记载他说过的任何一句话。
Bible did not record any words of him.
也没有记载他为主耶稣做过的任何一件事。
And Bible also did not record anything he did.
但圣经却告诉我们，有许多的人却因着他也信了耶稣。
But Bible told many people because of him believe Jesus.
弟兄姐妹可能猜到是谁了。
Maybe you already know.
坟墓里头出来的拉撒路。
It's the Lazarus came from the tomb.
我们看见当拉撒路从坟墓出来以后。
We see that when after the Lazarus came from the tomb.
当他在那里坐席。
He was sitting with Jesus.
他虽然一句话也没有说。
Even though he did not say a word.
他好像也没做什么事。
It seems like he did not do anything.
但圣经告诉我们，许多人因为这位从坟墓出来的拉撒路，他们就信了耶稣。
But Bible told us that because of this Lazarus who came from the tomb, many people believe in Jesus.
因为当拉撒路这个人他坐在那里。
Because as Lazarus was sitting there.
他就见证了主所说的。说我是复活，我是生命。
And he was there to testify what Lord said, I am the resurrection and the life.
所以我们就看见在两周前弟兄们的信息特别提醒我们。
We see that about 2 weeks ago, the messages from brother especially reminded us.
看到说在神面前，我们人比我们为神所做的事情更加的重要。
So,We, as self, the whole being, is more important what we do for God.
所以当神能够得着一个器皿。
When the God wanted to receive a vessel.
就是像拉撒路这样的一个器皿。
Like the vessel of Lazarus.
他虽然没有口才，不会说话。
Even though he did not say a word.
虽然他不像他姐姐马大那样子会做家事。
Even though he did not like his sister Martha do many things.
但是在他身上有一个从死里复活的见证。
Because of the testimony from him, because of the testimony of resurrection,
人就因着他就信了主耶稣。
Many people because of him believe in Jesus.
所以今天在我们身上也同样的要能够活出这样的一个见证。
And then today, likely, we are also able to live out this testimony.
就是一个出死入生的见证。
It's the testimony of coming from the death.And enter to life.
所以在约翰福音第五章那里，主耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
And then in John chapter 5, and Jesus said,
我们刚刚读的经文，主说了两个，我实实在在的告诉你们。
And the words we just read, Jesus mentioned times that most assuredly say to you.
所以他第一个乃是说到，那信他的人，那信这独一真神的人，就有永生，不至定罪，是已经出死入生了。
The first time when he mentioned that, most surely I say to you, he said, he who hear my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life.
所以我们看见这件出死入生这件事情是非常重要的一件事。
We see these things that coming from death and enter to life is very important.
那第二个主实实在在的告诉你们，告诉他们，是乃至讲到说父怎样在自己有生命，他也叫他儿子在自己照样有生命。
And the second time when he mentioned that, most assuredly I say to you, he mentioned that for as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself.
所以这里让我们看见我们出死入生，我们这个所进入的乃是在基督里的那个生命。
So here it shows us the life that we enter is in Jesus Christ.
我们得生命乃是在基督里。
Or you can say thatWe receive life in Jesus Christ.
所以早晨就愿意借着罗马书保罗所讲的，让我们来认识这件出死入生这件事情。
So this morning, I would like to come to know this matter through the book of Romans.
我们知道罗马书一到八章乃是非常重要的一段圣经。
We know that book of Romans from chapter 1 to 8, it talks about very important thing.
因为在一开始保罗就告诉我们，这乃是讲到神的福音。
Because at the beginning, Paul mentioned that it speaks of the God's gospel.
他说神的福音就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
Gospel of God is the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
神的福音不是一些的道理。
Gospel is not some kind of knowledge.
神的福音也不是一些的教条。
It's not doctrine.
乃是神的儿子，那从死里复活的耶稣基督。
As the Son of Jesus Christ who was raised from the dead.
那为什么他是神的福音呢？
What is the gospel of God?
因为他乃是要解我们人身上的双重问题。
Because the gospel want to solve the two problems in man.
姐妹说 two problem, 我们觉得我们的问题其实不止 two.
Actually, we not only we have two problems.
或者两类的问题。
Two kinds of problems?
Yeah.
Okay.
一类的问题呢，是讲到我们的罪行。
So, one aspect is it talks about our sins, transgressions.
对，就是我们所犯的许多的罪。
It's the trespasses, the sins.
另一方面呢，是说到我们的罪性。
On the other hand, it speaks of the sin.
就是我们有一个犯罪的天性，单数的罪，这个天性在我们里头。
It's the singular sin. It's the natural sinful sin.
所以因为我们有这两方面的问题，不是两个问题，我们好多好多问题。
It's not only two problems. We have a lot of problems.
这两方面的问题呢，神就预备了他的救法，也就包括这两方面。
And salvation of God covers those two aspects.
也就是说，儿子耶稣基督他要来解决这两方面的问题。
Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, Jesus Christ come to solve.These two aspects.
第一就是基督的宝血。
First is the blood of Christ.
这是早晨我们在波饼聚会当中有许多的祷告，我们都非常认识这个方面。
So through the prayers this morning before the table, we already come to know this matter.
每次来到主的饼杯面前，我们就想到我们过去我们有许许多多的罪恶过犯。
So every time we come to the table, we remember all of the sins we have done.
在我们还没有信主蒙恩信主之前。
Before we were saved by grace,
还有我们在蒙恩信主之后也犯所犯的过犯。
Oh, even though after we saved, we also sin.
许多的过犯都因主的宝血得蒙洁净。
So a lot of trespasses that we did have already been cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
主的宝血把我们洗得比血还白。
So this blood of Jesus already cleansed us as white as snow.
就如约翰一书第一章节告诉我们
，like First John chapter 1:9 tells us，
对着信徒说的，说我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的。
It speaks to all the sins. It says God is faithful. If we confess our sin, God is faithful.
他必赦免我们的过犯，洗净我们的不义。
He surely will forgive all our sins and cleanse us from all the sins.
第一章那边第七节说到，他必因他儿子耶稣的血洗净我们的罪恶过犯。
It mentioned in chapter 1 verse 7, it says, by the blood of his son of his son, by the blood of his son, and then all our sins can be cleansed.
所以我们看见我们的罪的行为虽然是许许多多的行为，但是能够因着主耶稣的宝血可以得蒙洁净。
No matter how many sins, how many transgressions we did, by the precious blood of Christ, we can all be cleansed.
因为神的话说流血罪就不得赦免。
Because word of God told us that if the blood was not shed, and then sin will not be forgiven.
Yeah, 这里讲到罪不得赦免的，来讲到我们的罪行。
Here it talks about our sins.
所以这个，我想这点我们都很明白。
So we all know this.
那神的福音也是神的救法的另外一面，它乃是要解决我们这个罪性的问题。
The other aspect of God's gospel, the salvation, is to deal with our sin.
因为这个罪的天性啊，在我们每一个人的里头。
A sinful nature is dwelling in us. What's dwelling in us?
这个罪性啊，就好像是一个工厂一样。
So this sinful nature was like a manufacturer.
这个工厂啊，它是会制造产品的。
It manufactures many products.
所以它制造的产品出来，制造出来的产品呢，如果不好的话。
If the products are defective,
所以我们常常知道那个在美国常常有那个所谓要那个商品回收。
We often see that some of the defective products are recalled.
这因为这商品有问题了。
Because there is some defective.
所以这个当然就把这个有问题的商品把它收。
So the manufacturer is trying to recall all these defective products.
这就好像我们犯了罪了。
It's like we sin.
然后我们借着主的宝血来洁净。
With through the precious blood of the Lord, we
are clean. 但是呢，如果这个工厂啊，它还是有问题的。
But if the manufacturer has a problem,
工厂继续在制造、生产这些有问题的产品。
If the manufacturer continue producing the defective products,
对，就一直要回收这些有问题的产品。
So you will keep recalling all
these products. 所以你怎么解决这个问题呢
？How you solve this problem?
你就要把这个工厂里头的这个问题呢，要把它解决掉。
So you have to find and deal with the problem in manufacture.
我几个礼拜前啊。刚好看到台湾有一条河叫淡水河。
Several weeks ago, I saw that there's a river in Taiwan. It's called the
淡水
river.
这淡水河出国以前是非常肮脏、非常臭的。
Before I came to U.S., the river I heard the river was very dirty.
我最近有机会回去，发现那个台北政府啊，他们把它整顿得非常好，非常干净，而且呢没有味道。
So the government of Taipei already deal with river that make it so clean.
这个新闻是什么呢？就是在这个淡水河边啊，有一个工厂。
And then the reason to cause this river so polluted is because there's a manufacturer by the river.
他们呢就排放了那个废水啊，就到了这个河里头去。
They released the polluted water.
Water, yeah.
Water into the river.
就把这个本来非常干净美丽的这个河啊，就污染了，变成红的。
So they polluted water that used to be very clean, and then the water was very red.
那你说这时候这个政府怎么办呢
？So what the government did?
他是不是说好没关系，我们赶快把这个河啊，再把它清理清理，把它弄干净就好了
？So isn't that the government think that it's okay? So we just clean up the river.
这样能不能解决问题呢
？Can this solve the problem?
它能够暂时解决问题。
So maybe can solve problem temporarily.
但是如果这工厂呢，它继续的排放这个污水
，if the manufacturer keep releasing the dirty water，
你发现它就把这个本来干净的水就污染了，对不对
？So you know how clean the water is, the water still will be polluted.
所以我们看见那政府要是呢
？So what government should do？
勒令这个工厂要停止生产。
So he ordered and commanded the manufacturer stop producing, stop manufacturing.
不管他们什么原因啊，造成这个污水的排放。
No matter what。Cause the pollution.
但是呢，他就叫这工厂呢，不可以再生产了。
So you cannot produce any products.
当这工厂呢，它停下来了。
So when the manufacturer stops.
怎么样
？So what happened?
还会不会有污水排放到河里头去
？Was there any dirty water continue releasing?
就不会了，是不是？
No.
所以我们看见为什么我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后
，So we see that after we saved by grace，
我们真是因着主的大爱，主的宝血洗净我们过去一切所犯的罪。
So because of the great love of the Lord and then the precious blood who cleans all sins，
但过不了多久
，After a while，
我们发现我们怎么又犯罪了
？So we figured that how come we sin again？
我们心里就非常的懊悔。
So we were so discouraged.
虽然我们可以在认我们的罪，靠着耶稣的宝血再洗净我们所犯的。
Even though we can come to God and confess our sin can be cleansed.
但我们看见在我们里头有另外一个问题。
But there's another problem in us.
就是那罪的天性在里面。
It's the sinful nature.
他在那里找到机会呢，他就再把这个罪啊，就再把它生出来。
So sinful nature is trying to find any kind of opportunity to To show forth the sins in us.
To produce
the sins in us.
所以这是我们让我们看见为什么神的救法里头还有另外一面还是讲到基督的十字架。
So that's why the salvation has another aspect of effect, which is the cross of Christ.
所以基督的十字架就是要对付我们里头这罪会犯罪的天性。
So the cross of Christ is to deal with our sinful nature.
好像我们能够在地上过一个荣耀神，过一个得胜的生活。
So that we can live on earth to testify and glorify God.
所以基督的宝血是解决我们罪习题。
So the precious blood of Christ is to deal with our sins.
是解决我们犯罪的行为。
Is to deal with the transgressions.
而基督的十字架乃是要对付我们这个人。
And then the cross of Christ is to deal with our being.
叫我们这犯罪会犯罪的天性受到十字架的对付。
So our sinful nature can be dealt with with by the cross.
好像我们基督徒在地上的生活不会再生产，不会再制造这些犯罪的行为出来。
So that we no longer produce many sins.
所以我们看见神怎么样来拯救我们呢？
So we see how God saved us.
神的救法只有一个。
There's only one way for God.
就是借着他的爱子耶稣基督。
Through his beloved son, Jesus Christ.
那神怎么做这件事情呢？
How God has accomplished this?
先跟弟兄姊妹交通一个很简单的一个图画。
Allow me to fellowship a very simple
illustration. 神乃是在基督里做成了他的救恩。
God has accomplished his salvation in Christ.
神救我们脱死亡。
God saved us from death.
神带领我们进入生命。
God bring us to life.
神的救法乃是把我们从在亚当里的地位，把我们带到在基督里的地位。
God save us from the position of Adam, to the position of Christ.
所以哥林多前书第一章三十节告诉我们，你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神。
The First Corinthians tells us that of Him we are in Christ Jesus.
所以我们看见是神所做成的这件事。
This is what God has already accomplished.
神把我们放在基督耶稣里。
God has already placed us in Jesus Christ.
在基督里，我们的过犯得蒙赦免。
In Christ, all our transgressions has been forgiven.
在基督里，我们的罪性也得着解决。
In Christ, our sinful nature has been dealt with.
所以我们必须要来认识到在基督里是什么。
So we ought to know what that means in Christ.
在基督里，神所做的这件事情八个方面。
So what God has done in Christ, includes two aspects.
第一方面呢是讲到在地位上。
The first aspect is in regard to the position.
第二方面呢是讲到在我们的主观经历上。
The second aspect is in regards to the subjective experience.
但很多时候我们常常会有点混淆。
But sometimes we often confused.
就早晨我愿意把这两方面呢来分开来说。
So this morning I'd like to separate.
但这两件事呢它是紧紧关联的。
But although there are two aspects of very
closely connected. 因为我们基督徒在生活中主观的经历乃是根据神在基督里已经做成客观的事实而有的。
Because all our subjective experiences are based on objective facts that God has already done.
我不知道弟兄们有没有明白这件事情。
I don't know whether you understand.
这是我们基督徒在生活当中我们的经历。
So our the experiences we have in our dirty life.
根据神已经做成的事实。
It's all based on the fact that God has already done.
所以这是圣经所让我们看见义人必因信而生而活的一个原则。
This allows us to see the principle of this verse, just shall live by faith.
好，现在我们先来看这个客观的事实，就是在基督里这个地位。
Let's take a look at the objective fact.
有弟兄这么告诉我们，其实在神的面前只有两个人。
So some brother told us that before God there are only two men.
弟兄这样的说法也是根据罗马书所说的。
And then it's all based on the book of Romans.
一个乃是那首先的亚当。
The first is the first Adam.
另外一个乃是末后的亚当，就是基督。
The second man is the latter Adam, which is Christ.
所以在神面前是两个人。
So before God there are two men.
因为在罗马书第五章让我们看见哈，有一个人 怎么样怎么样怎么样，一个人怎么样怎么样怎么样。
So in book of Romans chapter 5, it tells us one man did such such and the other also did such such.
所以我们看见这头一个人就是那个亚当。
So the first man is Adam.
特别是说到那犯罪以后的亚当。
So especially talking about the Adam who sinned.
那第二个人就是那末后的亚当。
The second man is the latter Adam.
就是我们主耶稣基督。
Is the Jesus Christ.
所以在罗马书第五章让我们看见这个第一个人啊，亚当他犯罪以后。
So in book Romans chapter 5 it tells us when after the first man sinned.
那我相信弟兄你们都非常熟悉始祖亚当夏娃他们犯罪的过程。
So we're all familiar how Adam sinned.
但我们看见乃是罪乃是因着亚当他入了这个世界。
So we all know that through one man sin entered the world.
因着他一个人的过犯众人都死了。
So for his offense,All men died.
这什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
我们看见因着亚当夏娃的。
Because of this, their sin.
虽然神起初造他们的时候是完全。
Even though when first God created them, were complete.
他们不仅没有犯过罪。
They were perfect. Not only they did not sin.
在他们里头也没有那个罪性。
And there was no sinful nature in them.
因为是神造的。
Because they were the creation.
但是当他们违背了神的命令，吃了那神吩咐不可吃的果子。
But when they disobey God and they eat the fruit that God did not allow them to eat,
我们看见那个罪性就进到他们里头。
We see that sinful nature has entered into them.
他们不仅犯了罪，
not only they sin,
而且罪进到他们里头。
But sin has entered into them.
也罪也借着这一个人呢，就进到了这个世界。
And then through this man, sin entered the world.
所以我们知道每一个从父母而生的人来到世上，都是带着罪性来的。
For every man was born from the parents, also came to earth with sinful nature.
因为罪乃是因着一个人的过犯就来到了世界。
Because of one man's offenses, the sin has entered into the world.
因为我们的父亲在他里头有罪性。
Our father has a sinful nature.
在我母亲里头也带着这个罪性。
So that.
所以我们从父母亲所生的人都带着这个天然的罪性。
Everyone who was born from the parents also has the sinful
nature. 如果我们追溯我们的祖先的话，
So if we trace back to our ancestors,
我们就不然能够明白这罪乃是借着一人进到了这个世界。
It's not difficult for us to understand how sin entered into the world.
我们很容易可以证明这件事。
It's very easy to demonstrate to this
to
prove.
就每一个从父母所生的人都带着罪性。
So everybody who born also has this sinful nature.
因为我们家孩子多，所以我常常也比较注意孩子的事情。
I have many children, so I know.
所以看孩子生下来可不可爱？
So when they were born, just born, they were so cute. They're very cute.
我们都是像小天使。
It's like a little angels.
但你如果你留心看，
But if you truly pay attention,
你就不难发现在他里头啊，也带着这个罪性。
You discover that there is a sinful nature in them.
比方说，第一，他是一个很自私的人。
For example, they're very selfish.
不管父母亲再怎么累。
No matter how much we tire,
他肚子饿了。
If they're hungry,
他就哭。
They cry.
他不会体谅父母亲太辛苦。
They will not be considerate to how tired you are.
我忍一忍，等忍到白天天亮了，我。
I'll just hold on till the day comes and I start crying.
有没有这样子？
Isn't that kind of children? No.
他里头啊，那个自己为中心的那个罪啊，那个罪性啊，他一定要把父母亲吵醒。
The sinful nature and the self-centered sin, they're all to annoy the children. They're all to wake up parents.
这个我很有经验。
I have this experience.
那小孩慢慢长大了。
So when as they grow up,
还没上学。
Before they go to school.
所以不是老师教的。
So it's not this is not what teacher told them.
他也还没有交到坏朋友。
And he did not make any bad friends.
这也不是朋友的影响。
So it's not by the influence of
his friends. 但是那两岁的小孩呢，怎么样，他就会说谎。
So the 2 years old children also know how to lie.
难道是父母教的吗？
Is it because of the parents teach them?
我相信没有父母会故意教小孩说谎。
Yeah, I don't think so.
但当他们偷吃糖被父母抓到的时候，
When they steal the candy and then they were caught by parents.
因着在他里头，这生下来就有了罪性。
Because of the sinful nature.
他就怎么样？
What they did.
他就想要说谎。
And they try to lie.
他就会说谎。
They know how to lie.
所以我们发现每个人事实上我们都带着罪性来的。
So we come to earth, we all come with a sinful nature.
所以我们知道罪的工价，罪的结果就是死。
So the consequences of sin is death.
所以因着这个罪的缘故，死就在人中间做了王。
So because of the sin, death reigned.
所以让我们看见因着亚当一个人的悖逆。
So because one rebellion,
所有从亚当所生的都成为罪人。
All people were born from Adam become sinners.
所以这里讲到亚当这一个人。
So it speaks of one man.
它不仅是讲到亚当这一个单独的人。
It's not only speaks of one man.
它是讲到一个在亚当里的一个团体的人。
It also speaks of all the people who live in Adam.
就是所有和亚当有一样罪性的人。
All the people who have the same sinful nature as Adam.
所以我们看见乃是一个属亚当的族类。
It's the people, it's a group of people who belong to Adam.
所以除非有人不是从父母生的。
And unless there are a group of people who are not born from parents,
只要一个人是从父母而生的,
as long as you were born from parents,
他就是葬礼的人,
you all live in Adam.
他就是亚族类,
you're on the crate.
他是带着罪性来到这个世上。
You come to earth with sinful nature.
所以我们看见在亚当里众人就都死了。
In Adam, all died.
所以当我们看到每一个人都会死，我们就知道我们乃是罪人。
When we see that every man shall die, we see that we know that we all sinners.
不仅是因着我们所犯的罪。
Not only because of the sins.
让我们看见乃是我们带着罪性来到这个世上。
It also shows us that we come to this earth with sinful nature.
就盼望弟兄姐妹能够心思里头有这样一个更新。
I hope you have this renewness of your mind.
我们不是因为犯了罪才成为罪人。
Not only because of our sins and then we become a sinner.
当然犯罪的人他是罪人。
Of course, the people with sins are sinners.
但是有没有那个人他还没有犯罪，那他是不是就不是罪人了呢？
If you haven't sinned, are you still considered a sinner?
他仍然是个罪人。
You are.
因为他的那个罪性在里头。
Because there is a sinful nature in you.
还没有犯罪。
Perhaps he has not sinned yet.
在当时机成熟的时候。
But when times come.
当环境配合的时候。
When the circumstances cooperate.
这个有罪性的人他一定会犯罪。
The man with a sinful nature.
所以这时候我们看见众人都死了。
Here we see that many die.
这感谢主，圣经让我们看见在神的面前有另外一个人。
And thank God, there is another man before God.
就是末后的亚当。
It is the latter Adam.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
It's the son of God, Jesus Christ.
在他里面有一个新的地位。
And there's a new position in him.
因为同样在罗马书第五章让我们看见，这边也讲到有一个人。
And here in same book of Romans chapter 5, it also shows that there's another man.
他说神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不加倍临到众人吗？
And it says that much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
讲到那受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，要因耶稣基督一人命中作王吗？
In verse 17, it also says that much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
接着主的话也说，因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
So the word of the Lord also tells us, because of the obedience of one, many people also become obedient.
所以我们看见因着基督这一人，叫我们能够得永生。
Because of one man, Jesus Christ, we are able to receive the everlasting life.
所以让我们看见这里另外这个人。
So we see another man.
就是基督。
Who is Christ?
同样的，他也是一个团体的人。
Likely, they are also referred to a group of people.
他乃是一个属基督的族类。
It is the people who belong to Christ.
彼得前书告诉我们，我们乃是一个被拣选的族类。
So like the first John tells us, we are the chosen one.
这是一个新造的族类。
They are the new creation.
他是一个在基督里一个团体的人。
There's a group of people who live in Christ.
所以这里让我们看见乃是一个地位。
And here we see a position.
在我们蒙恩得救之前。
Before we saved by grace.
我们的地位乃是在亚当里。
Our position was in Adam.
亚当如何？
How Adam is,
我们也就如何。
How we are.
亚当的结局如何？
What the consequences Adam received,
我们的结局也是如何。
And then we also received the same.
所以我们看见在亚当里众人都死了。
So in Adam many died.
死是那在亚当里的众人的结局。
So death is the consequences for the people who belong to
Adam. 感谢神的恩典。
But thank you for the grace of God.
是神借着我们的信，神把我们放在基督里。
Through our faith, God has placed us in Christ.
所以我看见我们今天得着一个新地位。
Here today we receive a new position.
乃是在基督里的地位。
In Christ.
这就保证了
基督如何，我们也如何。
These assure us that how Christ is and we are.
基督的结局如何，我们的结局也如何。
The crisis and destiny, and that we receive the same destiny.
所以我们看见，在基督里是生命。
So in Christ there's a life.
所以我们的结局同样的是生命。
So we also receive life.
所以我们不仅在基督里得着生命。
Not only we receive life in Christ.
主说我们还要得着更丰盛的生命。
And more life more abundantly.
这是神在基督里所赐给我们的那个结局。
This is the destiny that God gave us in Christ.
所以今天我们看见神做了一件事。
Here we see that God has done one thing.
神改变了我们的地位。
God has changed our position.
让我们在基督里。
So, to place us in Christ.
所以我们在这样的地位上，我们可以说我们已经出死入生了。
We can say in this position that we are come from the death and enter to life.
脱离了死亡，进入了生命。
We already depart death and enter to life.
弟兄姐妹，这是神已经做之前。
This is the things that God has already accomplished.
我们乃是因着信。
By faith.
我们得着这样的地位。
We receive this position.
这实在叫我们何等的欢喜快乐。
How joyful we are.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要圣灵开启我们的心。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our heart.
当我们里头真看见在基督里的地位的时候。
So that in that, when we truly see the position in Christ.
我们在地上的生活就完全不一样。
So the life will be totally different on earth.
好，那这是讲到地位的问题。
So it speaks of the position.
那这个地位，得到这个地位已经是好不好？
So is it good to receive this position?
我们觉得很好了。
We think it's very good.
但是我们在地上，我们还要生活。
But we still need to live life on earth.
是不是？
Is it true?
那我们的生活跟这个地位相不相称呢？
So is, does our life match to this position?
早上就有弟兄姐妹祷告啊，说盼望我们行事为人能够所蒙的恩相称。
So this morning, some sisters pray that, a desire that what we do match to the grace that God gave us.
所以就按照刚刚所讲的这一段罗马书，我们就看见意思就是说，我们在地上的生活是不是能够活出那在基督里的一个生活。
So, here in book of Romans, it showed us that, remind us, can we truly live the life that truly match to the position that we receive in Christ?
所以在罗马书第六章，我们看见就讲到我们的受浸。
So, in book of Romans chapter 6, it speaks of our baptism.
他说我们借着洗礼归入死，和他就是基督一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Chapter 6 in verse 4 it shows us that we were buried with him through baptism into death, as just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信当中大多数弟兄姐妹我们都已经受浸。
So I believe most of brothers and sisters have been baptized into Jesus.
那我们受浸是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to baptized?
我常常喜欢考考弟兄姐妹啊，在我们初信组的里头。
So I often ask this kind of questions in the new believer group.
我们知道，当我们说我们受浸啊，乃是借着这个浸呢，与他一同死，一同埋葬。
So when we talk about baptism, actually through the baptism, we have been buried with Christ.
当我们从水里出来的时候呢，我们也与基督怎么样一同复活。
And then when we came from the water, we also resurrected along with Christ.
那我就问弟兄姐妹这个问题啦。
I ask brother sister question.
哎，你死了没有
？Have you died?
受浸的弟兄姐妹，你死了没有
？The brother sister who are baptized, have you died?
我们都说我们死了。
We said we died.
那问题是说你什么时候死的
？And then the problem is when.You die.
这是一个考试啊。
This is an exam quiz.
什么时候死的
？When did you die？
啊，常听到有这样的回答。
So, oftentimes, my brothers.
啊，就进的时候死了。
During this, I died.
是不是我进到水里头去了
？By the time that I enter into the water.
哎呀，我的旧我就死了。
My old being died.
对不对
？Is that true？
我们受浸的时候啊，我们讲说我们与基督同死。
So when we were co-death with Christ by baptism.
那我们什么时候死的
？So when we die.
如果是我们受浸的那一天死
，If the day that we were baptized.
那基督什么时候死？
And then when Christ died?
是不是每一次有人受浸的时候，基督就死一次？
So isn't that so that every time someone was baptized and Christ died?
如果我们与基督是联合的，
If we are united with
Christ, 如果我们是在基督里面的，
If we are in Christ,
那我们是应该是什么时候死呢？
So when did we die?
主的话告诉我们，基督死怎么样？
So the word of God told us. 有几次？
只有一次。
Christ died only once.
是不是？基督他死只有一次。
Christ died for once.
那我们与他同死。
If we co-death with Christ.
那我们是什么时候死的？
So when we die.
这就很简单了。
It's very simple.
就是基督死的时候，我们也死了。
The time when Christ died, we die.
大家记得，因为神已经把我们放在基督里。
Just remember that God has already placed us in Christ.
所以当基督死的时候，
So when Christ died,
因为我们在他里面，
Because we are in Christ,
所以我们也死了，
So we also die.
当基督从死里复活的时候，
So when Christ was raised from the dead,
因着我们在他里面，
Because we are in Christ,
我们复活了没有？
Are we resurrected?
我们也复活了，
We also resurrected.
就好像我弟兄姐妹，我们都坐过飞机。
Like brother, many brothers and sisters already ride an airplane.
好，我们买了飞机票，我们坐在一台飞机里头。
So we purchased the tickets and then a seat in the airplane.
当这架飞机它仍然在机场的跑道上的时候
，When the airplane is still running on the runway.
飞在地上。
So even though the airplane is still on the
那你在哪里
？And where you are?
当你在地上，是不是？
You're still on
因为我们在飞机里，对不对
？Because we are also in the airplane.
那过了一会儿呢，这个飞机呢起飞了。
After a while, when the airplane takes off,
它一直飞，一直飞，飞到几万尺的高空。
And keep flying to the upper high.
如果你还在这台飞机上
，But if you're still in the airplane,
你还在飞机里头的话
，If you're still in the airplane,
这时候你在哪里
？So where you are now?
你当然就在空中了，是不是
？Of course, you are also in the air.
所以我们看见这是神在基督里所做的一件事。
So we see that this is the thing that God has already accomplished in Christ.
神把我们放在基督里。
God has placed us in Christ.
就当基督死的时候。
So when Christ died,
你我也就死了。
We also die.
当基督从死里复活的时候。
When Christ resurrected from dead,
你我也同他一同复活。
We also resurrected along with
him. 我们看见这是神已经做成的事情。
This is the thing that God has already accomplished.
那我们为什么要受浸呢？
But why do we need to baptize?
我们这个受浸乃是表明一件事。
Through baptism, there's one thing.
我借着受浸呢，我们乃是见证一件事。
So through baptism, we testify one thing.
就是神把我放在基督里了。
That God, is that God has already placed us in Christ.
我们乃是见证一件神已经做成的事情。
We to testify that one thing that God has already accomplished.
乃是见证在2000年。
It's a test by the thing that has already
基督死的时候
in 2000
我在他里面也死了
So when Christ died I also died in Christ
当基督从死里复活的时候
When Christ resurrected from death
因着神把我放在他里面
Because God has already replaced us
我也复活了
placed us in him
我们来借着受浸做这样的一个见证
So through baptism we all testify
所以这个受浸对我们来说是很重要的事情
So the baptism is very important for us
一方面是为着我们
On one hand, it's for us.
当然也是在众人面前
to testify before men.
同时也是在仇敌撒旦的面前
also,
做这样一个见证
Also to bear the witnesses before the enemy.
而这个受浸的见证
This testimony.
它就关乎到我们以后基督徒的生活
It's also to the life that we live afterwards.
就是我们在生活当中主观的经历上
It's a taught about the subject experiences.
我们乃是根据这个已成的事实来生活。
We ought to live based on this fact.
所以就是接下来罗马书六章七章八章所告诉我们的。
And then that's what the book of Romans through the following chapters chapters 6, 7, 8 tells us.
所以在这里受浸之后呢，他就讲到说，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So here it shows that after the through the baptism into death.We also should walk in the newness of life.
也就是我们的生活。
It speaks of our life.
乃是要活出这个新生命。
We need to live out this new life.
说到我们的生活。
When speaks of our life.
乃是根据这新生命的样式。
So we ought to live in the newness of life.
因为当我们受浸在基督里，我们受浸与他联合的时候。
So when we baptized, united in the likeness of him,
神不仅把我们放在基督里,
not only God has placed us in Jesus, in Christ,
同样的神也把基督放在我们里,
likely, God has already, God has also placed Christ in us.
这个叫联合。
This is called unison.
这个联合呢, 就成就了一件事情。
This unison accomplished one thing.
我们就看见这位生命的主。
We see this captain of life.
他就成为住在我们里面这位生命的灵。
So this captain of life becomes the inward dwelling Holy Spirit.
不仅我们在他里面。
Not only we are in him.
他也在我们里面。
And he is also in us.
这罗马书讲到的联合。
This is the what book of Romans talked about how we united with
Christ. 同时也说到哥林多前书十五章所告诉我们的，这位末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
So this is what also the second Corinthians told us, that the latter Adam became the spirit that gives life.
这位生命的主就借着圣灵住在我们信的人里头。
So this captain prince of life is dwelling in us through Holy Spirit.
这个灵，这位圣灵呢，它是生命。
This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life.
他要把这个生命更多的充满在我们里头。
So he is able to fill us with the Holy Spirit.
这位生命的灵也就在我们里头帮助我们。
So the inward dwelling Holy Spirit is able to help us.
带领我们。
Guide us.
叫我们能够把这个新生命能够活出来。
So we can live out this new life.
所以我们看见这是因着我们与基督联合神所做成的。
This is what God has accomplished because we have been united in, with Jesus.
我们得着了在基督里的地位。
We have gained a position in Christ.
这是一个已经成就的事实。
This is the fact that has already been accomplished.
我们也得着这位生命的灵。
We also receive the Spirit of life.
就是内住的圣灵。
This is the inward dwelling Holy Spirit.
在我们里头叫我们能够活出一个新生的样式。
So that we can walk in the newness of life.
好了，我想在这个地位上，初始入圣的地位上，我们交通的弟兄姊妹应该清楚了。
I hope understand in regard to this vision.
接下来我们的问题在哪里呢？
So what are our problem?
那我们怎么样子能够活出这新生的样式？
How we can live out this new life?
就是我们的一举一动，怎么样子能够有这样一个根据这个新生命的一个样式呢？
So how we can live according to this newness of life?
在罗马书第六章就让我们看见六七八三章就让我们看见它几个重要的原则。
So here in book of Romans chapter 6, 7 and 8 it shows us several important principles.
简单的讲主要说到它讲了五个原则。
Simply put it speaks of five principles.
但今天不可能能够把这五个原则都讲。
I don't have time to share all of them.
我想下一次有机会会再能够把它继续讲。
I hope we have an opportunity to fellowship.
今天我就先讲一下这五个原则是哪五个。
So here I just briefly mentioned that what are the five principles?
第一就是知道我们旧人和他同钉十字架。
So the first is that we ought to know that our old beings has been already crucified.
我们的罪身灭绝。
So that our sinful died.
这说到这个知道。
So here it speaks of knowing.
第二讲到信。
Second, it talks about the faith.
我们虽然知道了，但是呢，我们必须要用信心来调和。
So we need to mixture with our faith.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
So if we are, we co-death with Christ, we ought to believe that we also are able to resurrect with Christ.
所以我们要能够活出这新生的样式，这个信很重要。
So in order to live out this new life, the faith is very important.
第三乃是讲到要算。算。Count.
Oh, the third is a count.
中文圣经读不出来。
So in Chinese version, we cannot understand.
中文圣经是说看自己是死的。
So we count ourselves dead.
对，中文圣经说像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里看自己是活的。
Can you repeat it?
就说中文圣经它是翻译说我们向罪呢看自己是死的，就好像
We counted ourselves before sin.
英文就没有问题，这姐妹没这个问题哈。英文它讲的是用 count， 就是算。
We count ourselves died before sin. Yeah.
好，所以第三个重要原则讲到说，我们乃是要算自己是死的，然后呢算自己是活的。
So the third principle talked about counting. We count ourselves died. in sins and then we count ourselves alive in Christ.
第四个重点呢是讲到要奉献。
So the third is talking about the offer. The fourth principle is talking about the offer.
第四个讲到奉献。
It's offer.
不是十一奉献。
It's not tithe.
而是要将自己献上。
It's offer our ourselves.
把我们的肢体献上。
It's our living being.
他说不要再将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。
So do not offer your living beings as to the sin.
像从死里复活的人将自己献给神义的器具。
So it's like the people who resurrected from the dead offer yourself to the righteousness.
所以这个献呢，乃是讲到我们这个人，乃是讲到我们的手脚、我们的眼睛、嘴巴、我们这个人、我们的生活。乃是奉献给神。
So it talks about that all the members of the body, the whole being, need to live the life of offering.
这个献就讲到顺从。
So offer it talk about the obedience.
然后最后一点，第五点来讲到我们要在灵里头。
The fifth principle it talks about spirit.
就是我们要 walk in spirit.
We need to walk in spirit.
我们乃是要根据灵而生活。
We need to live in spirit.
所以我想今天啊，我就讲一个讲一点好了，就讲这个知道。
So today I want to touch upon one principle.
他说我们知道我们旧人与他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
So the first is which is the first principle, our old beings died, and then we live out new life.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we no longer live in the bondage of the sin.
我常常有时候听到弟兄姐妹啊，那个基督徒会有这样一个祷告。
So I often heard a prayer.
好主啊，求你把我的罪根给拔掉。
So God, would you please cast doubt of my sinful nature?
这个心思是好的。
So the mind is good.
因为这弟兄姐妹代表弟兄姐妹知道啊，因为罪根在里头啊，所以我还会犯罪。
So the at least the brother sister know that there's a sinful nature caused me to sin.
哎，如果神把我里头这个罪根呐、啊、拔掉以后呢，哎呀，我就再也不犯罪了，多好。
So if God purged the sinful nature in us, so I no longer sin. That would be very wonderful.
所以说这个心思是好的。
So the will is good.
但这不是神做的。
But this is not what God has done.
神的救法没有要把我们这个罪根、这个罪性啊，把我们从这个罪身拔掉。
So God did not mean to purge the sinful nature.
叫我们罪身灭绝。
God is wanted to.
就是那个救人
destroy,
这个罪身 the sinful flesh
sinful flesh sinful God would put the sinful flesh to death
所以这个不是把里头那个单数的罪哈那个罪性拿掉
This is not talking about how God removed the sin from us
来讲到我们里面有个罪人救人
It talks about the old beings in us
好所以有弟兄这样翻译啊就这样解释那个这什么叫做使罪身灭绝呢
So when a brother translated this way,
就从前我们在亚当里的时候
，So before when we were in Adam,
在我们身上啊有这个有三个人，简单来说有三个人。
Simply put, we have three persons.
或者有三种关系
好了。Or three relationships.
这个罪啊，这单数的罪就是我们的罪性啊，它是那个大老板。
So the singular sin is the sinful nature is the boss.
这大老板啊，他是像公司的 CEO， 他是发号施令的，他什么事都不太。
So this boss is like the CEO of a company, and he did the commandments, and he did.
可是他发号施令了，这个 CEO 发号施令以后呢，哎，底下有很多那些经理啊，他们去执行。
So the when the CEO send orders, and many managers execute these orders.
这个经理底下呢，又有很多的那个伙计。
And then under the managers, there are many other people.
这个关系呢，我们都是做伙计的。
So we all are the staff members.
所以我们为什么从前我们会犯罪呢
？So the reason why we sin.
就里头这个罪哈，这个大老板这个罪。
So it's because the boss the sin.
他就发号施令了。
It sends the orders.
那我们这个旧人哈，就像那个经理一样。
So our old being is like the managers.
那经理呢，就执行这个大老板的命令。
So the managers execute the orders.
然后呢，结果我们这个人呢，因为是伙计嘛。
So our being is like the staff member.
我们就去做了。
So we'll just go and do it.
这个叫这个使旧人与基督同钉十字架，这灭绝是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean that old man being crucified nailed on the cross?
我们知道性还在我们这个最深的里头。
So we know that sinful nature still in this in us.
而我们这个人呢，我们这个身体呢，也还活着。
So our body still alive.
所以这个最深灭绝就是叫这个经理啊，被解雇了。
Oh, the sinful, to put the sinful nature to death means that we fired the managers in us.
Yeah, 就是那个旧人。
The old beings.
我们的那个从亚当而来那个旧人。
So the old beings from Adam.
这个灭绝就是说叫他失业了。
So purging or put to death means that to fire it.
所以这个经理呢，他就不能再做。他原本所做的事情。
So the manager is no longer be able to do the things that he ought to do.
所以我们必须要知道这件事。
So we ought to know this matter.
知道说我们今天换了一个老板了。
We know that today we have already have a new boss.
我们换了一家公司上班了。
We switched to a new company.
因为我们原本在亚当里的。
We were in Adam.
那在亚当里的罪叫我们做什么事
？Sin in Adam sent order to us.
他透过那个经理叫我们做事。
Through the managers.
那我们就不得不做。
So we have to do.
哎呀，不想发的脾气。
Even though we do not want to anger, but we still threw our.
不想说不该说的话。
So the words we do not want to say, but we still say it.
哎呀，我们就没有办法脱离。
It seems like there's nothing we can do.
要感谢神。
But thank God.
神帮我们搬家了。
God moved us.
神帮我们换了一家公司。
God give move us to a new company.
所以帮我们搬到基督里。
Move us to Christ.
我们今天是在基督这家公司上班了。
Now we work at the company of Christ.
所以我们地位改变了。
So we have a new position.
我们公司改变了。
We have a new company.
我们的大老板也改变了。
We have a new boss.
那经理呢？
How about the managers?
也改变了。
Also different.
好，那今天呢？如果这个从前那个公司的经理啊，要跑来找你做事了。
So if the former boss came to ask you to do something.
就像胡元本来在一家公司，他做 Java 的。
Like a brother Hu Yuan in a different company to do something else.
后来换了公司，他到 Soft 去了。
If he switched to a new company.
那他们公司呢是做 .NET。
So and he's doing new things.
所以从前老板叫他说，你再帮我写点 Java 的东西。
So the former boss came to find brother Hu Yuan to ask him to do something.
这时候我们就可以正当的。跟那个以前那个老板说
，So we can say to the former boss，
说对不起，我不做
，Sorry， I cannot do it，
因为我现在有个新老板
，I have a new boss now，
我的老板呢叫我做 .NET，
So now I need to do the things that my current boss wants。
所以我们看见今天我们要知道我们的旧人与基督同钉十字架
，So we need to know that our old beings has been already crucified。
那我们借着受浸，我们看见我们的旧人与基督已经同死了。
So through baptism into death, we see that we were buried with Christ.
我们这个旧人他已经灭绝了。
Our old beings already died.
他不能再叫我们做事情了。
He no longer sends any orders to us.
因为我们今天有新的老板。
Because now we have a new boss today.
神是我们的老板。
God is our boss.
今天我们有新的经理。
We have new managers.
圣灵在我们里头来叫我们做。
Holy Spirit direct us to do things.
叫我们来照着神的旨意来做事。
According to God's will.
当里头啊，我们那个虽然那个罪在我们里头
，Even though sinful nature still dwelling in us，
罪还要叫我们做事
，The sin still send us want us to do something。
我们可以跟他说什么
？We can say to
说我们不做了
，We cannot do it，
因为我们知道我们乃是有一位新的主
，Because we know we have a new boss，
罪不能再做我们的王
，So the sin no longer reign。
神要在恩典里头借着他的义。来做我们的王。
So in God's grace, by the righteousness of God, and then God will the righteousness will reign in us.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是讲到向罪死的第一件事情，我们必须要知道。
So we ought to know, come to know the first thing.
我们必须要知道，这是神在基督里已经成就的一个事实。
We ought to know that this is the fact that the God has already.
我们要知道，我们已经不在亚当里了。
We no longer live in Adam.
罪不能再做我们的王。
So the sin no longer reign and rules in us.
我们是在基督里。
We are in Christ.
神是我们的王。
God is our King.
义是我们的王。
Righteousness is our Prince.
我们因着这样的一个知道。
So because of this knowing.
知道神已经成就的事。
We know that this is the thing that God has already accomplished.
叫我们能够开始，在我们这个罪身的身上能够 活出一个新生的样式。
So that even though we still live in a sinful body, we are able to live out the newness of, live out the new life.
因着时间的关系，那其他四个原则，今天不能够再跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Because of the time limit, I cannot share other four principles.
跟盼望弟兄姐妹能够记得一件事情。
I desire you all to remember one thing.
今天我们在地上的生活。
So the life we live on earth.
乃是要活出我们在基督里的地位。
So we need to bear the witnesses of the position in Christ.
乃是要见证我们在基督里神已经成就的一个事实。
We need to testify the fact that the God has already accomplished in Christ.
我们是已经出死入生的一般人。
We are a group of people who come from the death and enter into life.
在我们身上盼望别人看不见那死的样子。
So, I desire that no other people can see the sin,
看不见亚当的样子。
The likeness of Adam.
看不见我们旧人的样子。
The life of our old beings.
而是从我们身上能够看见基督的样子。
So they are able to see the likeness of Jesus.
能够看见那新生的事。
The newness of life.
好叫人能够看见神的荣耀从我们身上彰显。
So that man can see the glory of God can be manifested through us.I want to share one small testimony.
在不久前，我们西南区来了一对老夫妇。
A while ago, there were older couple came to West Office.
这个老伯就跟我说，他要信耶稣了。
So the elderly uncle. Yeah, the elderly uncle told me that I want to believe in Christ.
我就很稀奇，因为没多久我就想听，是为什么呢
？I was very amazed. I want to hear his testimony.
然后就告诉我。
And he told me.
他说，因为他住在他女儿家。
Because he lived in his daughter's house.
他说他知道他女儿女婿他们过去的生活是如何。
And because he knew how, what kind of life they, his daughter and daughter, his daughter and
the
son-in-law, lived.
就他女婿啊，他们过去这个夫妻关系是非常非常的惨烈。
So their marriage was very bad condition.
不仅他们当事人觉得他们肯定这个走不下去了。
So even the daughter and son-in-law think that there's no way out in their marriage.
就连这个岳父母啊，他们看在眼里面都觉得这个婚姻肯定是不可能继续的。
Even in their parents' eyes, they feel like there was the about the end of the marriage.
注定是要死的。
And about the end of the marriage.
但是当他们上一次来的时候。
So the last time when they came to visit
their daughters, 他们所住的公寓里头。
And they live together.
朝夕相处
，and they live daily.
他看见从他们身上有一个新生的样式
，and then he see they saw the newness of life.
当他知道是主耶稣改变了他们
，and then when he know that the Christ has changed their life.
老伯他就说，我要信，我也要信这位耶稣。
The old uncle said, I also want to believe in this Jesus Christ.
你们愿主帮助我们。
Help us.
从我们身上能够显出那新生的样。
May the newness of life may be manifested through us.
好叫主能够得着荣耀。
So may the Lord may Lord receive glory.
好叫人也能够来归向神。
So the man can come to God.
我们起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
主，感谢你在基督里做成的救恩。
Thank you for the salvation you have accomplished in Christ.
主啊，如今我们在基督里成了新造的人。
Now we are the new creation in Christ.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
All things past, everything's new.
主，感谢你给我们这样一个稳固的地位。
Thank you to give us this steadfast position.
主，我们更感谢你这位生命的主，如今成了这位生命的灵住在我们里面。
Thank you that this captain of life become the inward dwelling Holy Spirit.
要带领我们能够活出一个新生的样式。
To guide us to live out the newness of life.
主啊，这一切都是你的恩典。
Thank you that this is all your grace.
我们愿意在你的恩典里头继续的长进。
So may we grow up in your spirit, in your grace.
主啊，叫我们向罪是死。
So we can die for sin.
向你是活的。
Can live to you.
主，愿你的心意在我们身上早日的得着完全的成就。
May your will has been fully accomplished in us.
愿你得着荣耀。
May you receive glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.